Missouri Net News is presented by Missouri's Natural Gas Operators. For important natural gas safety tips, visit mosafegas.com.
I'm Jason Taylor, a 26-year-old mid-Missouri woman who intentionally drove her car into the Kansas River with her two children was sentenced to life in prison yesterday. Sharon Dingeldine's 5-year-old daughter drowned in the incident. The University of Missouri says enrollment at its flagship campus in Columbia is on track with expectations. Enrollment for the first day of spring semester classes is 27,600, down roughly 2,000 from the fall. Some Missouri lawmakers have stated that constituents' personal information communicated to them will become public record as a result of Amendment 1's passage. House Chief Clerk Dana Rodeman Miller says further clarification of the state's Sunshine Law will determine if that claim is true.
I think it's a gray area with the plain reading of the Sunshine Law. There are exemptions there, but there's definitely not like a blanket provision in there that provides an exemption for all constituent correspondents.
Among other things, Amendment 1 subjects state lawmakers to Missouri's Sunshine Law, which is meant to ensure openness in government. Missouri House Democrats say GOP Governor Mike Parson's proposed school transportation budget is underfunded by $188 million. Columbia State Representative Kip Kendrick, the House Budget Committee's ranking Democrat, tells MissouriNet that transportation costs are a reason more districts are going to four-day weeks.
The conversations I've had with district leaders in four-day school week areas indicate that transportation is one of the primary, if not the main, reasons why they chose to go to four-day school week.
Governor Parson's proposing $112 million for student transportation. While that's a $10 million increase from a year ago, Democrats say full funding would be $301 million. City leaders in mid-Missouri Sturgeon are trying to figure out how to fire their police chief after a judge ruled a city council vote was improper. The Kansas City Police Department's investigating an officer-involved shooting on the city's south side last night. A man who exchanged gunfire with officers is in stable condition after a foot and vehicle pursuit that involved a single vehicle crash. I-44 in Rolla was rerouted in both directions last night as two tractor trailers lost control and crashed on wet pavement. Multiple people were transported to a hospital. The area was evacuated because of hazardous material. A new initiative has been unveiled that aims to crack down on the state's violent crime rate. Elisa Nelson reports.
St. Louis, Kansas City, and Springfield are among the top 15 most violent cities in the nation. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt's office is partnering with the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Eastern District to help ensure that violent crime is fully prosecuted in the St. Louis region. 3 to 5 prosecutors in his office will be dedicated to the Safer Streets initiative.
More news, sports, and weather at MissouriNet.com. You're listening to Missouri Net.